folks, and welcome back to the Detective Podcast. As always, I'm your main host, Shannon. Joining me this week is my co-host, Mamat. Mamat, say what's up to the people.
Oh, man, I am so hungry, I could eat a dragon.
While it is technically accurate to the show, he didn't actually eat a dragon, okay?
Oh, he didn't eat that? What?
He didn't eat the dragon. Anybody got the energy to mess around with you, okay? So, for all of our lovely listeners, this week we'll be reviewing Berserk of Gluttony. In case you couldn't tell by Mamata's horrible-ass joke. Reviewing Berserk of Gluttony. Before we get into that, for the question of the week, it's not so much a question. We are going to be discussing... Oh, I forgot who's hosting this thing. We're going to be discussing the nominees for the Anime Awards 2024. This award ceremony is coming from Crunchyroll Anime Awards. I want to go over some of the categories and who they've got in the listings and say who I think is going to win.
Okay. All right. There are plenty of categories in there. So, I don't know where to begin, man. Crunchyroll, huh?
Let's start with the big one. I'm not gonna be like a normal anime, like a normal award show and start and end with the biggest award of the year. We're gonna start there. Let's start with Anime of the Year.
Let's just start there. All right.
Let's just dive in. So for Anime of the Year, it's kind of weird. They've got six nominees. Normally in an award show you see four. They've got a full six. So we've got Bocchi the Rock, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, the Sword Village arc, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Oshinoko, and Vinland Saga Season 2. Ooh. Out of these six, who do you think is going to win? Okay, actually, let's make this twofold. Who do you think is most likely to win? And who do you think has no chance of winning?
All right. If we are going with the popular vote, I think Oshinoko will win, despite never watched the show at all, but it is super popular. The song, the opening song is from Yoasobi, very popular group, the uprising group, I guess.
It's an idol anime.
Yeah, it is very popular.
That explains why I haven't watched it.
Yes.
While it may be popular, honestly, I would say it might be Chainsaw Man. I think the hype surrounding it from its manga and its and how it came through, I think it might take Anime of the Year. I don't think, and if I gotta pull one, I say it's no chance it's gonna win. I would say it's probably gonna be Demon Slayer, because it didn't have the heat that we got from like the first season. Like it really felt like it could have been an hour and a half movie and been done with. And it's seeming more and more like it's all visual and no substance. So I don't think Demon Slayer is going to take it for Anime of the Year this year. I don't think it has a chance. If I had to take a guess of who's going to win, I'm going to say Chainsaw Man.
All right, Chainsaw Man. Now, okay, that is interesting. Okay, so but here's the question though: who do you think that should win the Anime of the Year?
Who I think should win?
Yes, your personal opinion, I guess. Not by popular vote. The hype or stuff. You personally think that should win?
If it was me, and who would I cast my vote for? My vote would probably go for Chainsaw Man.
I thought you would choose like Vinland Saga.
I did not enjoy Vinland Saga season 2. It's like they put all the gas in season 1 and season 2 was just so slow.
It is slow.
I understand you're doing the emotional aspects and everything and the growth side of Thorfinn, but yes. For me it's like it was just so it just felt like it dragged. Like, I needed more of, like, when you had season 1, it was so much energy, so much drive, so much fire, and it's just like, boom, boom, boom. It was great. But then we got to season 2, and it just felt like I was watching a completely different show.
Yes.
Just because of how different the pacing was.
it's different, and it is a whole different story, like the aftermath of everything, right? How Thorfinn changed into like a man now, like a proper human now.
Right, and I understand that, and I'm not saying that it was a bad season or anything. I'm just saying, for me, the expectations I went into season two with, based on my experience with season one, the show went completely left field from the direction I thought they were going to head. So I just didn't enjoy it as much. So for me, it's like I can't say I want Vinland Saga season two for anime of the year when I didn't enjoy it as much as I did even season one.
But I think Chainsaw Man is just a mesh show, you know? It's just all hype, but it doesn't deliver what I want from like the best anime ever, you know?
Well, let's keep in mind and reiterate, we have not seen every show here. We're missing two of them. Bocchi the Rock and Oshinoko.
So I mean, I have watched Bocchi the Rock.
I haven't watched. Okay, let me rephrase that. I haven't watched Bocchi the Rock. Okay, I have not watched Bocchi the Rock.
Bocchi the Rock.
They're both idol anime. Well, no, one's a rock anime. But...
No, Bocchi the Rock is like K-On. If you have watched K-On.
Okay.
I don't think you have watched K-On.
I have not watched K-On either. I've heard of K-On. I've never watched it. For me, it's like, without seeing those two, I can't be like, yeah, it's got to be this one. But Demon Slayer, I just wasn't hyped about it. Oh, no, we haven't done season two of Jujutsu Kaisen yet. We did season zero.
We have watched half of it.
Oh, yeah, we watched half of it. And honestly, like, I wasn't feeling season two as much either.
Jujutsu Kaisen this time around.
It was missing. The visuals, again, the visuals were fantastic, but we've got to remember, visuals alone do not an anime make. So Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen both suffered from that, whereas the visuals they were focusing on and the story kind of suffered. So for what we have here, and I already voiced my issues with Vinland Saga. So with that being said, for me, it's got to be Chainsaw Man just because of what I said and the fact that I haven't seen two of these shows.
Yeah, I personally want Vinland Saga to win this one. But I think Oshinoko will take the crown, though. But yeah, who knows? Right. We will see.
let's move on to our next the next category I'm going to look at, and that's Best Continuing Series. So Best Continuing Series, I guess they're doing six nominees for each category. I've got Attack on Titan, the final chapter, special one. The fuck? Sorry, let me give you the full one on here, because that's not even the full title. It's Attack on Titan, final season, the final chapters, special one. I was making a joke when I did this all the time, where I was like, Attack on Titan, season 4, episode 7, subsection 6. I was making a joke at all that. They're actually fucking doing it. Okay? So.
They own it, man.
They own it, but no. We got Demon Slayer again, the Sword Village arc, Jujutsu Kaisen season 2, One Piece, Spy X Family, season 1, course 2, and Vinland Saga. Season 2. So out of these six, which one do you think is going to be the best continuing series? Like, what series do you think is going strong enough to be like, this show is on the right course, it's making all the right choices? What do you think?
Demon Slayer, no. Jujutsu Kaisen is a mess. One Piece. Okay. Spy Family, we haven't watched second season yet.
Yeah,
we do. We only watch out.
It's season
the part two.
Season one, course two.
Yeah, oh, that is one, part two. Two. That is part two. Yeah, we have watched part two. Yes. It took them like a while to continue with the plot of the story, but it's okay. Attack on Titan, they concluded the show.
No, they haven't yet, because this is special one, so that means that there's another special fucking coming, so they haven't finished the goddamn show yet. So
No. Special two is already released. It's already ended.
Right. This is counting for special one. So at this point, they're not done yet. That's like saying One Piece, the end is coming, it's not here yet, so we can't count that shit. Okay. Right. So Attack on Titan, for the purposes of this discussion, is still ongoing. For me, Attack on Titan is out. They are on my shit list forever. I don't know if I want to finish the goddamn show. Demon Slayer, we've already talked about. Jujutsu Kaisen, we talked about. One Piece, and I know I'm going to get hate for this. I know I'm going to catch heat for this. I feel the only reason it's on this list currently is because of the Netflix special. By the Netflix show. I think that's the hype from the Netflix live action has driven One Piece back into the spotlight. I think that's the only reason it's on this list. I could be wrong. I fully embrace that. But that's what I think. We already talked about Vinland Saga. If I had to pick a show that I would say would be the winner for this one, it's Spy Family.
Family, yeah. I would go with Attack on Titan because I have watched that one. Special one is very good. Very good, man. It is like the best arc before the final act, in my opinion. And they conclude the show.
Have to have another goddamn arc.
Yeah. It is the best one ever, in my opinion. Attack on Titan will win this one. One Piece, they put this one because Wano Kingdom arc already ended, and they continue with the next island, I guess, the next adventure. Uh-huh. So that is the reason why One Piece is here. Other than that, all of them, not really, not the best continuing one. I mean, they continue with the plot of the whole story, I guess, but it is not the best continuing one.
I disagree. I'm definitely sticking with Spy Family.
Attack on Titan. Yeah.
Garbage. Best new series. We've got Bochy the Rock Again, Chainsaw Man, Heavenly Delusion, Hell's Paradise, Oshinoko, and Zom 100. So out of this list, we haven't seen three of. I haven't seen three of them. Heavenly Delusion, Oshinoko, and Bochy the Rock. Seen Chainsaw Man. Seen all of Hell's Paradise. Still haven't finished Zom 100 because of their goddamn delay. But we left off on episode 9, I believe. So out of these shows, knowing what we know, this is going to be grain of sand because I haven't viewed half the shows in the category. For best new series, I would honestly, for best new series, I'm going to go Hell's Paradise.
Yeah, I will go with
Hell's Paradise this time.
Yeah, it's either Hell's Paradise or Zom 100.
Zom 100 would have been for me if I've been able to finish it. And I understand the reasoning for it. I'm not knocking the artist for the delay. This is, but again, I've been saying this for a long time. Finish a show before you release it. Just finish the show before you release it. You don't have these problems. It's not like it's season two and everyone's waiting on you, like counting the seconds. You literally are saying, "Hey, we have a show. We're going to release it. Here's the release date." And then the release date comes and you release episode one, but you're still working on the further episodes. Just finish it. Who cares if you have to wait a season? If it comes out in the fall instead of the winter. The winter instead of the fall. Just finish it. So that's my two cents on that. I think Hell's Paradise was such a unique show. The art was great. The character development's great. No fucks are given. About anybody can die. It's great. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Hell's Paradise.
I mean, I choose Zom 100 because even though the anime series quote unquote wasn't finished yet, it's already finished by the way. They already have like the live action one too, released alongside the anime series. So how they pull that off? I don't know, but. Yeah, it's a big show. I mean, all of them is a big show. This is all the hype show last year, I guess. And I don't know. People maybe will choose like Chainsaw Man or Oshinoko again. And but still, I think Zom 100 or Hell's Paradise would take the crown for this one.
Fair enough. So we're going to skip some categories and go into the, we're going to go to the genre categories.
All right.
We're going to skip romance, though, because we were thinking about this. We do not watch a ton of romance anime. Out of the entire list, we've got one. Only one that we've seen from this whole list. And that's Toma-chan is a Girl. And technically, we only did the first flash for that one. So yeah, we're going to skip romance. We're going to start in comedy. We've got Bocchi the Rock. We may have to watch this one, dude. It's in almost everything in category. Buddy not Daddies.
Not worth the watch, despite the hype.
Okay, okay.
This is coming from Buddy. From me who watched K-On! And everything in between.
Right, the one who actually enjoys idol anime.
Yes. Save your time, man. Watch some other anime. It is just popular, that's all.
Okay, well, we won't watch that one then. But the rest in the category, we've got Buddy Daddies, we've got Mashley, Magic and Muscles, Spy X Family Season 1, Course 2, Yurusei Yatsura, and Zom 100, Vocalist of the Dead. Which do you think of these comedies deserves to take home the award?
It's either Marshall or Spy Family.
Okay. You know, I'm not mad at that choice. I'm not mad at those choices. I'd say I totally agree. Marshall or Spy Family, one of the two. Yeah.
The other one, I don't consider them as comedy.
No, Yurusei Yatsura is definitely a comedy. Zom 100 is definitely a comedy. It's just got more to it on top of being a comedy. But I definitely agree with you. Mashley and Spy Family.
Daddy Daddies, we only watched the first episode of it. I don't know.
We got some stuff to watch. We got a whole year to catch up on. Best action. We've got Attack on Titan, Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War, The Separation, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Sword Village Arc, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, and One Piece. What do you think?
Again. Attack on Titan again.
Hell no. Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War.
The Separation, man. This is the worst one. Not the first one.
The Separation. Hold on. The Separation, while not as good as the first part, yeah, was still full of action.
Of course.
Was still full of action. The action was fantastic.
Yeah, some of them are stupid. But I guess maybe...
Show me an action anime where some of it's not stupid. That is a requirement.
Attack on Titan. It is not stupid, man.
Are you kidding me?
You're being a hater, man.
No. I'm not being a hater. I clearly said all action anime have some stupid in them. Mm-hmm. It's basically a part of the genre. So mine was an umbrella statement that encompassed all action anime. It was not targeted specifically at Attack on Titan. You said Attack on Titan has no stupid parts. I said that's ridiculous. Of course it does. And you said I'm being a hater. No, that's not being a hater, because I didn't specifically target Attack on Titan with that. I said all action anime have something in them that is stupid. Yeah. That is just part of the genre, because something is always off. Okay? There is no action anime that is 100% perfect. So, not a hater, valid criticism of the genre.
But Bleach in particular is just man.
I completely disagree. You know, we just gonna move on. I can't listen to you talk about Attack on Titan anymore. Get up on stop riding on Attack on Titan. Best fantasy anime. We've got Demon Slayer, Hell's Paradise, Mashal, Jobless Reincarnation Season 2, Ranking of Kings, The Treasure Chest of Courage, and The Ancient Magus Bride Season 2.
That's Paradise in there. So maybe that's Paradise.
For fantasy.
Oh, Mushoku Tensei, man.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Mushoku Tensei's right on there. I mean, I can't say no to Mushoku Tensei, bro. Like Ancient Magus, I haven't seen yet. We really need to watch Ancient Magus Bride Season 1 and 2. I heard nothing but good shit about those. But
Mushoku Tensei Season 2, never watched it yet. I only watched until season one, part two.
Yes, season one, part two. Yeah. So this one, I got to go with Mashal. It's such a funny, interesting take and combination of a number of tropes that honestly, it's just too good not to win Best Fantasy for me.
I mean, when we talk about fantasy, I mean, the art style, the world itself must be counted in. So I guess Mushoku Tensei win that part though. It is so beautiful. The choreography of the battle is so well done.
Yeah, but the choreography of the battle has nothing to do with the fantasy setting.
The plot is fine too. The whole story and everything. Yes, I enjoyed them too.
Nah, I'm definitely going to Mashal. Let's go on to drama.
Drama.
See, again, Attack on Titan is in the drama category. It's in the action category. It's in too many categories.
Yes.
Garbage. So we've got Attack on Titan, Heavenly Delusion, My Happy Marriage, Oshinoko, To Your Eternity, and Vinland Saga. I've only seen two on this whole list.
To Your Eternity, season two. It's okay. The drama is okay.
It didn't hit the same as season one. I definitely can't argue with that. It did not hit the same as season one.
But for this one, I think My Happy Marriage will stole this crown. Because when you talk about drama, My Happy Marriage is the one, man. The other one is in the other category. Yeah, My Happy Marriage, yes.
I'll leave that one to you. I'm going to skip Slice of Life because I haven't watched a single one in this category. As we all know, I hate Slice of Life, so no surprise there. Hold up. There's a category called Must Protect at All Cost Characters. I don't feel the need to go over it. I just wanted to bring it up. Because
if you know,
fucking category.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Fantastic category. We're not going to discuss it because that's not important. That's not important to me. But it's such a great category. I love it. See if there's any other ones that I really want to talk about. Next is it's all now we're getting all the technical stuff, voice performances, cinematography, all that stuff. Yeah, that's it. So we're gonna cut there. There's a lot more there's a lot more categories. The voting on this just opened up, so you can actually go to crunchyroll.com news announcements and find the anime awards and actually vote for the shows that you want to win.
I mean, by the time of our recording right now, the site is totally down.
Down. Hopefully it'll be back up.
we have to use
at least don't try to vote for your favorites, guys.
Yeah, we need to use other site to just look at the nominees. That's how broken it is, man, right now. Oh my god.
But if you want to vote on your favorite anime, so who you want to win those categories, head to Anime Awards 2024 at crunchyroll.com and make your voices heard. Let them know what you want to let them know who you want to win. Let's get on to our main topic. That was a little bit longer than I planned on, but let's get into the main topic. We are reviewing a show we did as a first flash from last season, I believe. Bushoku no Berserk or Berserk of Gluttony.
Mm-hmm.
The synopsis for this one, as always, comes from myanimelist.net. Because, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Synopsis goes like this. Fate Graphite is one of the Forsaken. Cursed with the skill of Gluttony, he is ever starving, never sated. Until the day he kills a dying thief and devours the man's strength. And his soul. The true hunger of Fate's Gluttony has awakened, and if he can learn to control his power, he will at last be the master of his own destiny. That is the synopsis for Berserk of Gluttony from MyAnimeList.net. Let's hit scores and slogans. Mamats, what do you score Berserk of Gluttony?
It's either 6.5 or 7 for me. My slogan for it is I don't really prepare a slogan for it this time around, so I will just go with whatever. Yes.
Oh Lord.
So I will just go with whatever that comes to my mind. Fill your tummy so that you don't get angry.
You sound like a Snickers commercial. I'm angry. Eat a Snickers.
Plagiarism, man. Plagiarism.
Plagiarism. No, no, you're fine. You're just different enough that it's okay. Just barely different enough that it's okay.
All right.
I'm going to score it a 6.
And
my slogan is, I can't make my own skills, so I'll just take yours.
Okay. All right. Okay. That is cool, I guess. All right. So, Stigs, I thought you liked this one a lot.
I enjoyed it. They fumbled the ball at the end.
At the end? Oh, okay. They fumbled the end. I see what's going on there. All right. Mm. At the end. Yeah. I think it's a proper way to continue with the adventure,
no,
I guess.
No, it's not. No, it is not. All right. Let's get into the show first, and we'll discuss the ending.
Okay.
So the way the show goes about is you have Fate, who doesn't believe he has any skills. In this world, you are born with an innate skill, and that skill lets you become your job, essentially. So you can be an adventurer or a holy knight or what have you. Well, he doesn't have a skill.
He and has a skill, so he but he thinks it's hungry.
No. His skill, I believe at the beginning, his skill is unknown to him. It doesn't actually say the name of the skill. It's just question marks. So nope.
I think he knows about it. So he just doesn't know what function it is, how to activate it. Doesn't know.
No. It's an unknown skill. The reason being is they all know that gluttony is a skill that is forbidden. So if you have it and the church finds you, you're executed. So he was never worried about that until he discovered what it was. So until after he killed the guy. So I'm fairly sure that his skill was basically just hidden, and then it became active when he killed someone. But that point aside, it could be, well, either one of us could be right, and I'm not about to go and watch the first episode again to confirm which one of us is. All right. Basically, he doesn't have a useful skill, so he's treated like crap. He can't really earn a living. He's always hungry. He's never, like, he's always feels hungry. And he's abused by the Holy Knights, who basically make him their errand boy. Well, they have him watching guard, standing guard, while they go and piss off somewhere when they're supposed to be standing guard. Someone breaks in. He's running out. Fate confronts him, accidentally kills him. And then that's when his skill activates. And he has a little thing that says gluttony skill activated. And he basically consumes the guys, whoever he kills, he takes their skills and their stats.
Yeah.
So if your skill is sharpened edge or greater defense or whatever, he now has your skill. The problem is that the reason that it's a forbidden skill is that, one, it's considered unnatural to have a skill that steals other people's skills.
And two, also, despite all the stats that they added to himself, his level never rise up, right?
No, that's for a different reason. Two, once he basically, it's the gluttony skill causes you to crave more every time you satiate yourself. So if today I eat a cheeseburger, tomorrow I have to eat 2 cheeseburgers. The next day I have to eat 3, the next day 4. So he has to consume greater and greater enemies in order to satiate himself. If he doesn't consume, he goes insane with hunger and basically tries to kill, and basically just goes on a murderous rampage. We never see this happen. We're just told that this will happen. As far as the skill things, he finds... Yeah, so he finds one of these 7 deadly, a sin weapon. The mortal sin weapons is what they call them, which is the one that matches his sin, which is gluttony. He finds the sword of gluttony. And the sword is what resets his points. Sword of greed, greed. So the problem is that when he wants to level up the weapon, it takes all of his stats back down to original levels. But because he has all the additional skills and the weapon is upgraded, he's still able to take on strong enemies, but he himself is reduced back to zero. So, and then he has to build back up again. So it's a weird, interesting, like, check on his abilities, because he's not just going to become instant OP like, Slime.
Slime, yeah.
I can't remember the character's name. My brain wants to say Rudeus, but that's Mushoku Tensei.
Yes, there is a different one.
It's not coming to me right now. Different anime. It's not coming to my head right now. My brain is just dying on me slowly. So, unlike that show where he just consumes and then just gets infinitely stronger and never has any, like, regress to where he gets weaker, the character, the physical person resets back down to zero to make his weapon stronger. And then he falls in love with this Holy Knight, and she gets sent off to basically her death, and he's like, no, I'm going to protect her. And that's the whole point of the show so far. The show was doing good for me. I was enjoying the show up until like episode 7, 8. There were some annoying characters in there. Like, I really dislike Mine, who is has the skill of Wrath, I believe.
Wrath and Weapon of Sloth.
Yes. So the character just gets on my nerves a little bit. So neither here nor there.
I mean, she reminded me of the bunny girl from unique skill at level 1 OP.
The girl.
Yes. She is just like that character, though. Personally.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. She's very much the carrot girl.
Yep. Without the carrot. But the gold coin.
Without a carrot. So that being said, the show had some annoying characters for me. The reason I had to drop it down to a 6 was the ending. So he gets to the point where it's the last episode, maybe the last 2 specifically. And he gets to the end and he's like, he's been told you have to reach level E.
Domain of E
before you can take on the dragon. And he's like, I don't know what that is. It's like, cool. You just got to work harder, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he goes up against 2 other skill, like mortal sin skills, who are basically trying to kill the girl that he loves and blah, 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 blah. It's whatever. It's not like here or there. It's not great. It's not terrible. It's whatever. The issue is that he masters his skill to his gluttony skill to a point where he can go into half starved state to increase his abilities. And then he's about to end everything. And then he kills the other sin skill user, devours him, and his full gluttony skill activates. And he's about to be consumed by all of those he has consumed. So basically, he's going to go insane because of the number of creatures he's consumed, right? So, and he made Mine promise him, if he succumbs to his gluttony skill, she has to put him down. Yeah. She has to be the one that kills him so that he doesn't hurt anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is fucking great. This is awesome. I love this. I love the whole, like, the whole thing is like, no, somebody's got to kill me before I lose my shit. And he specifically, they did something really interesting where right before he lost he was about to lose his senses, he gave up all of his skill points to the weapon so that he would be reset back to zero to make it easier to kill him. And then I was like, I didn't see that coming. That was cool. I like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. Now, during the last fight he had, he lost an arm. He's got one arm, okay?
Yeah.
That's important for my second point of this. He got one arm. So, Mine shows up, is about to bring down to behead this bitch.
Yeah.
Okay? About to behead this motherfucker. And he's just like, just do it. And all of a sudden, Mine brings down the axe. The camera pans out the way. You see the axe hit the ground. And then you pan over, and he is not in front of the axe. What happened? What's the bitch's name? Roxy. Roxy done pushed his ass out the way to save him from Mine. And she's like, you can't just die like this. And it gets real fucking corny. And then all of a sudden, somehow, some motherfucking way that we don't understand, his gluttony rampage just dissipates.
Oh, yeah.
Just gone. Because Roxy showed up. Now, there's nothing in the show that says that his that ability or that side effect or recoil can be mitigated. Nothing, okay? There's not a single thing that's said that can be like, oh, you just got to do this and you'll be fine. No, it's like, this happens, that's it. It's over. Well, now this motherfucker wakes up in a bed in the middle of town and he's just like, nah, my gluttony's still gone. It's fine. I ain't got no, ain't no issue.
Like, it is not gone.
No, I mean, his rampage is gone. His rampage is gone. Like, rampage is gone. It's fine. It's fine. And he's talking to the other skill users, and one of them brings up Roxy's name, and all of a sudden it starts to come back. And they're just like, well, you notice when I said her name, your eyes turned red again, like you were going to go on another rampage. And he's like, oh. It's like, wait, the fuck does that mean? What does that have to do with anything? No answers. None. Zip. Zero. Zilch. Motherfuckers. Now, the sword, I'm jumping around a lot. Hear me out. The sword has the ability to change form. Okay? It starts off as a sword. When you reach level 2, it becomes a bow. When you reach level 3, it becomes a shield. And each one unlocks... scythe. Level 4 is the shield.
Yes.
So when these things happen, you get special new abilities, blah, 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 whatever. It's really... It's all good. It's all good. It's cool. Well, you remember I mentioned dude lost an arm, okay?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not talking left. A hand. I'm not talking the forearm. I'm talking cut off at the bicep, okay?
Left arm.
So he's walking. The last one he unlocked was a staff.
Yep.
When he gave up all the points, when he was in gluttonous rage, he unlocked the staff. So he's like, oh, well, we know a way to get your arm back. And it's like, oh, you do? Okay, I don't think there was magic like that. How can I get my arm back? Fantastic. And they walk out of town. They walk out of town. And then Green, which is the name of the sword, is like, yeah, activate this ability. And he's like, I don't remember what the ability was.
Twilight Healing.
Well, Twilight Healing. That's the dumbest name I ever fucking heard, by the way. But Twilight Healing. Activates Twilight Healing. And what happens? He magically grows back his fucking arm. And, I'm sorry.
I mean, for him to activate that, he needs to sacrifice his stat, right? But his stat, it was reset beforehand. So they, how?
Exactly. He had to give up 40%. 40% of his stats to activate Twilight Healing. You don't have any stats, you bastard. You gave him up to unlock the staff.
Yeah.
And but even the concept of, well, now you got fire one handed. Shit's gonna get hard for you again. No, it's not gonna get hard for you again because we're just gonna let you grow back your goddamn arm. Why?
Yeah, the dude should be cool, one handed, like character, like the other one, like Ari Furuta and so on, so on. He should be
Ari Furuta, I didn't have a problem with because he created an arm. It was made. It was a mechanical arm. He didn't just grow his shit back. This motherfucker, right immediately after losing his arm, he passes out. He wakes up. He walks out of town. Boom! I got an arm back. I'm immortal, bitch. What the fuck? What are the stakes? There are none.
He doesn't want to go on an adventure again, but Lars and Ralph asked to join them for some other adventure,
which is fine. I don't have a problem with that, but it's like, at least make them struggle to get the arm back.
Yeah, they should be in season 2 or something, but not right away.
Should be right away.
I mean, the whole thing about Fate is still alive at the end is just bullshit to me too. They should have ended the whole story right there, man. And it will become like a very underrated, awesome fantasy anime, you know. But instead, they just rush takes out, just introduce like whoever for some reason, summon the true dragon that kill Roxy's dad and stuff.
Right.
And we. Just like a hero or something, with no proper reason and so on, so on. man. This show, half good, half bad, in my opinion. Some of the plot story, some are good, some are bad. The whole thing about like killing the Holy Knight and stuff, the whole thing,
yeah.
just they kill him like right in earlier in the show and just don't have like a proper ending or proper revelation or something for that story, and they save that up for the next season too. I think that took a little bit too long, I guess. They could have been like the real enemy for this season, but they saved that up for something else, I guess, something bigger. Roxy's character, despite being like a holy knight and everything, we don't really see her in action, really. Like, she's the one who's really like have like a major battle or fighting like a real monster and all we see that her in action is all about when people around her like saving the situation most of the time, you know.
Yeah.
Not she herself doing the job most of the time, and that's too bad. I don't know, man. I don't know how to feel about the show, man, at this point.
How do I feel about the show overall?
I think what I like about the show is that they put like a limitation towards this character, though. They made him OP without making him OP, in a way.
Right. Like he's doomed to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember I gotta stop reading webtoons because it's starting to blur into the anime. Like, I can't remember if I watched the show or if I read a fucking webtoon.
this is going to be bad.
I know, it's terrible. But I like the fact that they put a time limit on him. Before anything kicked off, they're like, listen, you're gonna die. Yes. It's gonna happen.
Like the
do
previous
with this
owner,
what you will.
Like the previous owner that Greed has clearly hinted at, I guess. Like previous owner of the mortal sin weapon, already dead. I don't know how mine survived the whole thing. Mine is pretty much immortal, I guess.
Yeah, mine's immortal, but the other ones don't have that same time limit where they're gonna go insane.
Lass is immortal as well, from the looks of it.
No, Lust isn't. She's not the first wielder of her sin. She specifically says that. The way she puts it is because she said,
she is second generation.
I don't get along. She's second generation. She says, I don't get along. The second generation doesn't typically get along too well with mine, who's the first generation. So yeah. Mine is the original wielder of her sin. Gluttony, I think he's number three.
I don't know. It goes back way, way, way far longer. Like, mine is like 4,000 years old, I guess, from the looks of it. Because the whole Chimera thingy happens like 4,000 years ago. So, right. Second generation should be around like what, 3,000 years ago? So
no,
I don't think like
we don't know how long it takes for the skills to come back around.
Yeah,
it's not like it's once in a generation.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But I mean, from first generation to second generation, from the looks of it, like Lass knows a little bit about the Chimera, so
right.
That is.
But she could have just learned that.
I don't know. I mean, from the looks of it, she knows everything.
Maybe. But she's an information gatherer. She could have used her ability to manipulate someone who's good, who knows, who researched that stuff to learn it. She didn't have to live through it.
Probably, but I don't know. But yeah. Gluttony, I don't know how long that. Yeah. What generation or whatever. But from what Grit said, the previous owner of him, the master of the weapon, all died one way or another. Not just Gluttony, maybe some other mortal sin. that we haven't encountered yet. Who knows? No. The one that he fought at the end, that is not like a skill. That is just the weapon itself. Envy?
Yes, the weapon. Yeah, that was the Envy weapon. It basically possessed them and used them to fight.
Yeah. And mine just like throw that weapon away. That is so stupid, man. I mean, like some other person will find that weapon and being possessed again. The cycle will not stop. You could have like take that weapon and like bury it somewhere or sealing it or something, you know. Oh my,
just
chucked it. That's why I said some of it I like, some of it is just dumb, and some of it is just bad. Overall, I enjoy the show. I finished the show in just 2 days. What do you think about the battle and all the drama that the show presented to us?
How do I feel about the drama that was presented? I mean, I would have liked to see his fight be more with the Holy Knights and less with like random encounters.
We will see that if there will be a second season of it. I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, I know. But at the same time, it's like I didn't want to have to wait for a season two to see it. And then I don't know, the whole like she loves me for me, but now I gotta go away. It's very cliche. I feel like it had a really strong start point, but then it just kind of tripped at the finish line.
Yeah, I don't think like the whole romance thingy should have been like the major highlight of the show. Like,
see, I don't have a problem with that part.
Like you said, you hate it when like the gluttony just stopped, right? I think that is the side effect of the true love or something like that.
But what if true love's kiss? That was just like some bullshit.
Cry, man. The tears just stopped the gluttony, I guess. Gluttony suddenly like get a taste of the Roxy tears and just stop. Ah, this is good. The taste of tears. The true love tears. It sounded more dumb than I just initiated it. Oh my god. All right. Favorite scene, memorable scene, I guess, in here.
Oh, yeah. When he was fighting, I think it was Northern, was the one who's possessed.
Yes.
He was fighting Northern, and when he got his arm chopped off, he literally let Northern chop his arm off, used a feint with a body double technique, and then showed up behind him. Illusion magic. And then right as Northern was about to land the killing blow, he stabbed him through the chest. That was awesome. I didn't see that coming, but I really did enjoy that scene.
All right. For me, the most memorable one that I think is the highlight of the whole show is the Chimera battle, the first one. The two combo.
It was a good battle. It was a good battle.
Mine and Fate an awesome like combo or a duo, man. I love that battle. That really shows that the limitation of their power, both of them, to fight like this powerful Chimera. And even though that both of them are OP, but they are still limited in some ways, and they need to work together to kill this Chimera. And somehow this Chimera girl becomes like his support in the other dimension, the gluttony dimension, somehow.
Yeah, somehow, like, tries to... I think it's because he didn't kill her. Like, he didn't kill her for power. He did it to free her, which is why, like, he makes the point of saying, is like, I don't feel any joy. Like, normally when gluttony activates, I kind of feel, like, a rush or, like, joy. But it's like, I don't feel pleasure, that now. And he's like, yes, because... Yeah. But he's like, yeah, but because you don't take pleasure in what you just did. You did it because you had to. So I think that that played a huge role in that. And I like the fact that they kind of showed that it's like, hey, it's not just about gaining power. He actually does do things for the greater good from time to time.
Yeah, but the correlation between this character and Fate is just so weak. But I think like introducing this character as his support to suppress gluttony is just like, okay, you know, something like that. but I love this one-liner when they said like, whenever that you kill someone or kill a monster or something, their soul was trapped in you, in gluttony forever. And it that is just another hell itself, you know, like a mm-hmm. continuous, like eternity hell itself. So yeah, that is why I think like he feeling sad or upset when he has to kill this Chimera girl or something, you know. And she was mine's friend too, I guess. That is a tad bit touching moment there. One more memorable scene in there is the Lich one, the Lich Lord one. Aaron.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. despite like have like trained for 2 days and somehow becomes like a master of his own now. He can control his stat or something for 2 days training. That is just stupid. I love the battle with the Lich Lord and everything though. Yeah, that one is also touching. But I don't think that the correlation again with the whole story is suitable for the whole plot. That character is just there to become like a stopgap between Galia and the whole journey, I guess. This is one question that really bothers me. Okay, so for them to get to Galia, right, you need to go through or pass that castle. So Roxy's dad going to Galia, why didn't he stop by that castle and try to help Aaron?
Because he was smart and said, not my business.
Despite having like this Aaron guy, is his like childhood friend or best friend or someone that he knows dearly, or I guess something like that.
Well, I mean, we don't know for a fact that he had to pass through that town or that he stopped in town. They stopped in town because they needed an inn. But if they were traveling in a larger party or they didn't need to stop for supplies or to rest, they may not have stopped in town and heard what was going on. So it's possible. I can understand. It's possible that he didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, the whole Lich Lord thing has happened for like 15 years now. I don't think that he doesn't know about it at all. I mean, if I am going to Galia, and I know that I will go pass through my friend's house or home, I will stop by, man. Say hi or anything like that, you know?
Maybe they weren't on the best of terms.
Oh, my God. you let this guy suffer for 15 years alone?
Hey, he pissed me off. What can I say? Fuck that dude.
Yeah, that's why I said some of the thing in here are just plain dumb and bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that didn't make a ton of sense when you put it like
that. Yeah. All right. Characters. Any favorite characters?
I'd probably say Greed.
Greed. Yeah, I mean,
but Greed was he was good at breaking up the monotony of the show. Like the fact that he was so damn vain about like having like a shiny sheath to sit in because he's deserving of such a thing, and it's like, you're a fucking sword, shut up.
Yeah, Greed is good at a character, you know, he very like what do you call it, like very cheerful, like happy-go-lucky kind of sword, I guess. That is such a very human-like character. I mean, we see greed in a human form in the gluttony dimension or something like that. Greed pretty much save fate from become devoured by gluttony for some reason. I don't know how, but yeah, that shit happened.
There's a lot of shit. We're just like, huh? Yali never brought that up, but now in the fucking 11th hour, you got something. You like, you just pulled some shit out your ass. No, y'all doing too much.
Yeah. Okay, for me, I like mine character. She's just there. She's just there. The other characters, like Roxy, Roxy's assistant, that girl, so annoying. I don't like that girl one bit.
Oh yeah, she was hell of annoying. Miria.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I don't remember. Yep. Roxy is okay. They just become like love interest for Wade at this point. Nothing really major for her. Too bad. No other character to. Maybe Aaron. Aaron is a very nice guy.
Aaron was an interesting character.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he was like a favorite for me.
Yeah, Aaron should have gone on an adventure with Finn, in my opinion. You know,
like, I don't know if it really would have made sense though.
Yes, I know, but despite losing everything and all he has left is that country that he protects, he could go on an adventure. let someone else take his crown, you know, and protect that area. Yeah, he's been sitting there for 15 years, man. 15 years. Give that dude a break. All right, least favorite character for you, man. The one that you hate the most, I guess.
I mean, Neria is really up there for me just because she was just annoying for no good reason. Mine was also annoying because she was in the beginning, she was just there to cause trouble. But yeah, I have to say Miria gets on my nerves the most.
For me though, Hado, the Holy Knight that he killed.
He served his purpose.
And when I think he deserves it. The way that he died.
Absolutely.
I love the whole thing. That is when we saw that Fate has become like a different person altogether now. At first, he is really afraid to kill somebody. He's trembling and like, yeah, all sorts of afraid and everything, man. Scared. But after that, like, he's just a totally different person. He killed Hado with no remorse, no hesitation at all. Oh, dude. Oh my God. All right, so let's conclude the show, I guess. So in conclusion, it's an okay show. It has ups and downs. Some of them are bad, some of them are good. I think that this show should have ended with the death of Fate. But they continue with the show in a dumb way too. I don't know if we will see another season. But yeah, maybe I will continue watching the show if there's a season 2, maybe. And just want to see where it goes from here. What do you think, Shen?
I don't know. I mean, if I caught up on my back catalog and I was just had nothing else to watch, I might. But it's not one I would be like, I gotta go watch this show.
Yeah, that will never happen. You will never run up to your back as well.
I will never run out of anime. That is not possible.
Yes. All right, so I guess that's it. That is the end of our review of Berserk of Gluttony. If you like what you heard here, please give us a like, give us a follow, and give us a rating on whatever platform that you listen this podcast on. So for our Funk FM, next week is my choice. So we will go and watch Konosuba the movie and the Konosuba Megumin explosion stuff, the side story. I don't remember the name.
The world is an explosion, I believe.
Yeah. That sentence is in the title, I guess. Yeah, something explosive for the full world. Yeah. That one. So we watched that one. It's been long overdue. The last time we watched Konosuba is 5 years ago, back in 2019, when we first started the whole anime club thing.
Believe it or not, they started off as a club.
We start as a club, like a book club or some sort. Yes, we start at that. And yeah, look at us now. So we'll watch that one. If you have any comment or suggestion regarding our show or any of our future show, you can always hit us up on the internet. Where can people find us on the internet, Shannon?
As always, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Shiitake Podcast, or shoot us an email, shiitakepodcast@gmail.com.
All right. So with that being said, let's end the podcast like usual. So guys, it is important to not get hungry, so that you won't get angry at anyone. So just be safe out there and please don't die.
You know, when you're too busy concerned with filling up your skill tree and consuming everything that you can, you find that there's no time for opai. There is time for Snickers. This should show you how bad the show was. I didn't even remember Lust like was show on the Opie.
Yeah, he has the biggest one ever in the show. All right, I will stop right there. That's on the podcast like usual. Let's see me now, Shannon. Shiitake.